This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch is very good at working me into a shoot with his fandom. I made a big deal because he's hosting the Guardians postgame show on Saturday, and he's I'm a half a Yankee fan, and I go, you're either full or bad. So it came down to, we were discussing on Monday that, you know, Detroit and the Houston Astros are playing to see who goes to the ALDS or in the wild card round right now, and Detroit is up 1-0. That series starts again today, 2:30, I think it is, on ABC. That series, first pitch again today around 2:30 on ABC, game two. And somebody, I wasn't like paying attention. I don't even know if the conversation was towards me. It was around me. That, Mitch, you have 5 Detroit Tigers hats?
I counted it in here. I think it's up to 6.
He brought them all. Bring them in here. Bring them in here. Let's go. Can we get this mic on or not? I don't. Yeah. Okay. So move the coffee pot. Bring the coffee pot around. Who cares? Put it on the ground. Don't drop your hats all over the place. Put the coffee pot on the floor, son. There you go. Thank you. Now pick up the hats and hold the hats and use this chair. I'm going to get this out. We need to discuss this because you're not a Guardians fan. You're a baseball fan. I worked in baseball. I knew a lot of ball players back then, which everybody keeps trying to guess the 2016 Guardians player that everybody loves that I couldn't stand because I knew he was a jerk in real life. However, I worked with a lot of ball players. I worked with a lot of ball players in college. And there are a lot of guys, like, you remember we used to say this about Dustin. Like, Dustin, he's a football guy, but he wasn't like, I'm a hardcore so-and-so. It wasn't like that for him. Probably because his family played in the NFL, and maybe that, like, took a lot of the luster off. But you notice, I don't know if you've noticed this, there are baseball fans, ball players. We are talking to a guy who was all Ohio over here. And then there are, like, I'm a Guardians fan. Like, my baseball playing days ended when I was cut by Frank Gamble freshman year. But I'm a Guardians fan. Formerly Indians fan. Same deal. I only wear a Guardians hat. He, over here, has 5 hats, claims to be a Guardians fan. He's not a Guardians fan. He's a baseball fan.
I am a Guardians fan, but I can wear other teams' merchandise.
No, you can't. They're in our division. You cannot do that.
It's a fashion thing.
You can get mad and you can talk about fashion all you want. I've seen what you walk in here with. You look like a mechanic most of the time. But
what mechanic are you going to that you see what I'm wearing on?
What?
What mechanic are you going to that you see the stuff that I'm wearing and go, mechanic?
Do you want to tell them about the secret tweets?
Every mechanic who wears the blue button-ups.
Yeah.
The blue button-ups,
By the way, I haven't seen a mechanic wear that in 20 years.
You're down 0-1 right
but
now.
He looks like a classic mechanic that you would see in a Norman Rockwell painting.
Wearing a t-shirt, like Coke bottle glasses. That's your mechanic.
And then you walk in with the 90s flannel shirt on and the white shirt underneath.
Yeah.
You wear that a lot. Then there's the hats. The hat thing, they're not... First, you didn't even know it was a White Sox hat you were wearing the one day. It can't be a fashion statement if you have 5 hats or 6 hats of the team that's in your division.
It's not only a fashion statement, too, but it's me being able to get around the fact that my school doesn't use a professional logo, my old high school, so I can wear these hats and pretend it's my school when I go back there.
You're 27 years old. Why do you need to pretend anything about high school?
If I go back there for a sporting event, I can wear this. It's easy to wear.
I've been to Perry games. I don't wear anything Perry.
Do your friends...
Man, you are.
Do your friends, Mitch,
I'm an alum,
wear a lot of different hats?
Do my friends?
Baseball hats? Yeah. None of my friends did this.
No.
This is a difference in generation. I was talking to somebody last night about this. There is a difference in where I think a lot of younger fans, because of kind of what you said about, you know, them gravitating more towards players rather than teams, they might be okay with wearing something like this, where back then it might have been considered blasphemous.
But I was back then, and I told you, my roommate in college, who I've known since I was 5 years old, Brett, was a ball player. His brother was a ball player. Their uncle is a professional major league scout right now as I say this sentence. They had hats of every team. They're baseball guys. You are a baseball guy. You can't sit there and say, I'm a hardcore Guardians fan, and then in the next sentence say, oh, I also like the Yankees and I like the Tigers hats.
No, yeah, the hats.
That's not how that works.
First of all, none of the hats have the main logo, the D on them. They're all the alternate Tiger face logo. So I'm not outright going for Detroit or the Detroit Tigers.
It looks
baseball
like a Bengals
club
hat to me.
This is not a Bengals hat. The result of the Bengals. I mean, this is a much better logo than the Bengals. Do the Bengals even have a face logo? I don't even know if they do.
They do.
Yes, they do.
I was making sure. This looks much better than that one, so I'll wear that. I will not wear the Bengals.
Bring them over here. I want to see them and thump through them. Now go back in the other room and screen these calls that probably want to yell at you.
That he's ever going to put them through.
Bring the box over here, Mitch.
Some of these are not all Detroit.
They look like they're all Detroit.
They're not.
Some of these are Strasburg hats.
One's a Strasburg hat.
One looks like a Syracuse hat. All right, this is his. If you can see this, this is a Tiger hat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's this one that looks exactly like that one, except this one's not a snapback. These are his fashion statements. These are Mitch's fashion statements here. He is on. By the way, ladies, he's on Bumble. There's another Tiger hat that he has.
Is he wearing these hats in his social media?
You can say it on the radio whether or not
on
you
his
are.
Dating
have
sites.
To do
so
I'm not on Bumble. That's why we talk about.
Can you wear?
The show.
Can you be a? Can you be a Guardians fan and wear other hats?
I just don't think you can. I don't think you can. I've seen people do this with college, but in college,
this looks like a Clemson hat.
There are so many universities, there's so many institutions. People like to wear, you know, certain hats of certain teams because it's funny. Oh, get it? The double entendre.
South Carolina hat.
Yeah. South Carolina. Ooh. Like, so I get that.
This
but
is a Strasburg hat I'm showing on the.
That is Strasburg. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It does look a little
this is
Syracuse-y.
Also this is a Dabo Sweeney special, right?
That
here.
Is Clemson. Yes. Yeah, okay. There are two Clemson hats
go.
In there. Yes.
Look like you're about to run out there and lose. All right. Yeah, you can't. No, you can't do that. 216-474-0092. Am I wrong here, Owen, about the hats?
No.
Thank you.
You wear the same hat every single day. I just wear different hats.
I wear different colors of the same hat, and I don't pretend it's an American League umpire hat. It's an Avon Lake hat.
That's, first of all, it doesn't look like an American League umpire hat. That's not here. My White Sox hat looks more like an umpire hat than yours.
He's stepping into the octagon against Owen.
Just won't shut his mouth and let anyone else talk about their thing right now. He's going to yell over everyone.
There you go, Mitch.
Because that's how he's going to win his argument, is just going, I'm not wrong, you're wrong.
I'm winning this argument by ration and logic.
Are you?
You're not, Mitch.
Colin, Cuyahoga Falls, can you wear other teams' hats and consider yourself a Guardians fan?
Absolutely not.
Thank God.
Absolutely not.
I would imagine. Colin, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I don't think it's a generational thought. I think it's a team thought. There are by the way, if you're a big baseball, like Mitch, you're allowed to be a baseball guy. Baseball needs fans. By the way, or not just attendance, but viewership, way up. Way up with the pitch clock.
Especially in the demographic they're chasing.
Yes.
Young people, 18 to 30.
It worked.
They have seen skyrocketing numbers.
It worked. Good for them. It worked. I'm happy to see that. I want more people interested in the baseball. Like, I can't sit there. Could I imagine? And maybe you and I are different. Our picture's on the website. Mitch's picture's not on the website. Our picture's changed, by the way.
We didn't know which hat you had to wear to represent yourself.
I cannot say, go Guardians, talk to Guardians fans, and walk around in a Seattle Mariners hat.
No, it makes no sense. And I don't even think it's an American League, National League thing. I just don't think you can do it.
Like, there's nice hats. Like, I actually got to tell you, the D logo that the Tigers have had for over 100 years, nice logo. Clean hat, clean logo. Can't wear it.
Really,
I can say that's nice.
Baseball has the best logos, does it not?
Some of them,
probably.
Yeah. Some of the old ones, too.
That St. Louis logo for me is amazing, that interlocking STL. The Yankees, if it wasn't the Yankees... NY interlocking is not horrible.
Let me get a Robert in Brecksville real quick. Hello, Robert. Go ahead.
Hey, so I agree with Mitch if the situation is just. So, Ken, so even though I met you at for the preseason game in Seattle and everything, I flew to Oakland for the last Athletics game last Thursday, and I had no problem whatsoever wearing an Oakland Athletics hat for in support of the team. So if it's for a just reason, yes.
No, I don't agree with that.
Mitch, do you have any just reasons?
I don't agree with that.
Mitch, every time you wear that team's hat, are you supporting that team?
No.
Then that's
why are you
a
wearing the hat
with the collar? That
why are you wearing the hat?
Wore his for the reason
because I wanted to. I bought the hat wanting to wear said hat.
I don't think you can sit there and change hats all the time and say you stand for anything.
You discredit my Guardians fandom so much to the point where I'm not going to be able to enjoy a World Series run potentially.
You shouldn't enjoy it.
I should enjoy it because I've been a fan of the team for 15, 20, 27 years.
Hey, I could say I'm a marathon runner for 38 years. I'm not a marathon runner. You are not a Guardians fan. We'll get to more of you guys next on The Fan.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.